On this beautiful Christmas Eve, an age-old story, a long time ago in a Galilee far, far away. Remembering that each night a child is born is a holy night, and each child holds within them the possibilities for healing the world. The possibility for astonishing teachings, radical hospitality, flipping tables in the temple, and turning worldview on its head. This Christmas Eve, 2017, is a world that is unfathomable to many of our ancestors. In this world, some of our best work of our faith as Unitarian Universalists is in the religious education of our children. Some of our best work is in our youth, offering them faithful space for coming to their own theology, their own power, their own confidence in themselves as whole beings with healthy and positive sexuality. Christmas Eve 2017, it's been a difficult year for many of us in so many ways. Privately, we always have the normal difficulties that life brings us. Challenges with grief and loss and transitions, sickness and aging, challenges in intimate relationships. Beyond those, this year has been heightened by polarization and divisiveness and despair about the future of our public square and civilization itself. And yet, each night a child is born is a holy night. And each child holds within them the possibilities for healing the world. There are plenty of you here who are not parents and may never be, and yet you know that yearning for the future, for hope. No matter how old you are, I hope you find some time to spend with children and youth and young adults. I tell you, I do have hope for our future. Especially hope for the future of the children and youth raised in Unitarian Universalism. This Christian story of wonder and awe, Joseph and Mary amazed at the prophecies for their son, we can have that hope today. Like that brown-skinned Jesus born so many years ago, this night there are more brown-skinned infants coming into this world. Holy, hopeful. Unitarian Universalists have long relied on the teachings of Jesus as a model of radical love and radical hospitality. So let us open our hearts to this as the central Christmas message, and let UU religious educator Anne Fields remind us. As we hear the familiar Christmas story, let us open our hearts to the images which speak to our lives. Each of us could travel a long and weary journey, only to find that when night falls, there is no room at the inn. Each of us could potentially be a shepherd, patiently caring for those who need us, who depend on us. Each of us could be the Magi, in search of the holy, ready to offer our gifts. Each of us might sometime hear angel voices singing of a glory we have yet to know. And surely, for each of us, there is a desert to cross, a star to follow, and a new being within to bring to life. May you find the preciousness of new life within you this night, to lift you up to your highest self, that your unique gifts may be spread out upon this land to make it better, to bring about more human connection, to bring about more warmth and love and hospitality, to teach what you know, to lift up the others around you. May you find what you need this night. I am wishing for you great love for yourself and for all those around you, that deepest love that sees beyond circumstance, that sees beyond personality, that sees beyond character defect. I am wishing for you that great love we all strive for. We all need it, and we all need to give it. perfect love. It's impossible, of course, but we can catch glimpses. May you glimpse it this evening. Indeed, you are surrounded, beloveds. You are surrounded by love.